The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
It's a fine Wednesday afternoon, and we're going to get into our highs, lows, and goals of the last week. Update you guys on some stuff that's been going on.
Actually, I feel like a lot of good things have happened. I don't know. Like, I feel like the past few days, at least, I've been in, like, a looking on the bright side of things kind of mood.
Pretty much, Carol and I rode the bus one day, and it was the best great experience of our lives.
And it, like, changed everything.
No, pretty much. It changed everything.
Bus ride changed everything. So when we go to work, we've always taken the train, like, Singapore's version of the subway.
And number one, I don't know why, but our building, any train station is a solid kilometer away.
She's speaking in kilometers.
Like, well, because that's how I know the difference. Like, it is so far away. Not so far away, but it's just, like, irritatingly
none
far
of them
away.
Are very convenient.
Like, public transportation is for convenience, right?
Right.
So why is it so far away?
We, this past Monday, were like, well, actually, our mom suggested I have to give her credit. She was like, why don't you try taking the bus? And so we took a bus. And there was a bus that is like a 5-minute walk from us, the bus stop, and it was just one bus directly there.
But like,
okay, it was shorter, and it was one direct bus. And we sat on the top of the double decker bus, right in the front. And it's like when you're in the train, you're down under, you kind of don't see things. You're there. No, we got like a 20-minute ride.
Right also, up sitting there, in that queens seat of like the bus. Flashback to middle school because we had the same buses in Hong Kong, and you'd sit on the top floor. Like, you have to be on the top floor.
You have to obviously be on the top in the front, and there's, like, and a full just, like, window.
Sit, and I used to be the biggest brat.
And Catherine wouldn't sit when we were younger, and we lived in Hong Kong, and we would take public buses. She refused to fully sit. She was, like, a germaphobe about it.
Literally any, like, chair that I sit in, I would sit on the very edge. I still do it. Like, if I'm sitting at a library or something, like, I'll sit on the
Insert the picture that I took of Captain sitting on the bus going,
I was doing so well. I was sitting at like a stark 90 degree angle, but
her posture was impeccable. And so that was Monday morning and Monday afternoon that we took those bus rides. And I don't know what it was, but we just had the best time on the public bus. And it like put me in a very like glass half full kind of like optimistic mood for the week, and so I feel like I've kind of carried that on. So I don't know what my specific high would be, either that bus ride, because I feel like it set up this domino effect for a better week to come.
Oh my god, life is great, we're so involved in the community, and like our
I feel like this is home. I'm at home. Singapore is home to me.
Forget the episode where we said that life was difficult.
I'm the queen of the public bus. And
the gong gong teacher.
The gong gong teacher. The queen. Yes. And then Tuesday, what did we do? Oh, last night was actually great too, because one of our friends that we grew up with in Hong Kong, she goes to school in London now. One of her friends is an exchange student here, and her family is actually living in Singapore. So she's here to visit this week, and we went out last night. So our friend from middle school, who we haven't seen much of in a while, and now her new friend from college, who we've connected with in Singapore. It was like a group of
merging
friends connecting, and we had a really great time last night, so that was fun to be social and reconnect with old friends. That is always a good time.
I did take them to what I think is probably the most expensive bar in Singapore, though.
Yeah.
So I...
Yeah, it was not cheap. So that was cheap.
And then Caroline spilled.
I knocked over a drink right when they handed it to me, and I was like, no, because like that was $24. And they were kind enough to make me a new one, which I don't know what I would have done otherwise. I would have felt guilty about it forever if I just threw that money away. So that was really fun last night. Today I had a spa day for myself. Last week and Catherine got a facial, and it inspired me to go and get the same facial.
Look, I've never like had any problems with breakouts on my chin or anywhere other than my forehead.
We keep saying that, but I feel like it's been like a year now that we have.
A while ago. But, I don't know, wearing masks all the time here more has just not been nice for me. And now I just have a lot of, like, scarring. So it's like, I want to get rid of that. So I got a facial, and it was, like...
Your skin looks pretty nice and bright right now, actually.
I wouldn't say that. I'm wearing glasses. If you're watching on Spotify on the video, or YouTube on the video version, I'm wearing glasses. Because you would think that we record once a week, right? I would know that, oh, you're going to be videoed for an hour of your life. Like... Let's put in some effort in getting ready. You would think, but I don't do that.
But that's just called keeping it real.
Someone did DM me the other day and was like, what are you and Karen's makeup routines? And I was like, I would sure love to know, because that is something I really, like, am jealous of people who know how to do makeup, because that's such a, like, skill.
Yeah. What I really, really want to have... like before this summer, like I want to have a good skincare and hair care routine that's like my locked in, like this is my routine, because I just like haven't had like a good routine for that stuff in a while.
My Olaplex.
No, I haven't.
You've been asking for it every
yeah
day.
But you haven't given it to me. Yeah, so therefore I haven't stolen your Olaplex. Yes, actually though, Fenty Beauty sent me a couple products the other day that I actually really like. They sent me the Eavesdrop Skin Tint, which is like a tinted moisturizer, because I'm so much more like tinted moisturizer, light, natural things over like I would never wear foundation day to day. But I'd like a good tinted moisturizer. And then they sent a brightening concealer, which is actually like a really nice concealer. It's not what I have on right now, actually, because I don't really have much makeup on right now. But I liked that concealer, and it was a very like light brightening, probably really good for summer. So if you want a good concealer, I recommend that Fenty one.
I recommend the e.l.f. Hydrating Camo. That's the only one I like to use. It's very, like, wet, if that makes sense. And it's, I don't know.
Dewy, if you will. In the makeup industry, that's what we call it.
Oh, my goodness. She gets one Fenty package. She's all that.
In the makeup industry. Okay, what else?
We also, if you guys saw on our Instagram stories, potentially, there was a Vans event for the first female skater launching a shoe. Like, literally the first female skater in the whole world.
To have a shoe, any brand, a skate shoe.
To have her own skate shoe, which is fire. So, there was a little launch party for that, and we went to it. And it was very cool.
Mm-hmm. There were some little girls skating, which was
true. The highlight of that whole thing. We made friends with like these young girls that were skating, like 10 years old.
No, because let me know why that always happens. Like, if there are kids to be there, like
for some reason we are good at socializing with kids and also like younger siblings.
No, because that's the thing. One time Anna was talking about something about like someone, and she's like, "Oh, like if I ever went on a date, like I would be so nervous to meet like their family." And I was like, "Are you kidding? That's the only like." With friends, with anyone, I will get closer to your younger sibling than with you.
Okay, here's the thing, self-diagnose.
Shut up.
But I think that, okay, and Calvin and I have talked about this kind of among ourselves a little bit, but we both have this mindset where, like, everybody who we meet, like, our hates age us. And stuff, like, we have this really negative mindset that everyone we meet doesn't actually like us and wants to be friends, and it's like I have to convince them that I'm actually worth them liking me.
Okay, I know so
right?
many people think that way.
Yeah, or it, like it has to be a very relatable feeling.
Not that like people don't like you, but that they like don't actually care.
Want to be friends with you or don't actually.
If that
care.
Makes sense, I just yes. feel like. Well, also, I think it is valid that a lot of people today in this society.
It only came about because we've experienced it a lot, but so it's true. Now, like, imprinted on me. Every time I meet, like, a new people or I'm around a new group for the first time, like...
Every time she meets a new people.
I feel like I just have this, like, overwhelming feeling of, like, I have to convince them to like me. Because why would people automatically like me from the get-go? Instead of the opposite of thinking, like, oh, everyone's open to everyone and... only if you, like, do something bad or something will they not like you. I kind of always have this mindset the other way. Like, oh, nobody wants to be my friend. I have to, like, convince them otherwise.
Wait, I have the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that?
That everyone's open to you to a certain level, but, like, no one wants to actually become friends. Like, everyone is super friendly. Like, everyone loves a lot of people. Like, if you're in a social setting, like, people love to meet new people. Make new friends, acquaintances, but, like, beyond that, I feel like not a lot of people, and I'm, like, this is, like, college social life, not a lot of people want to make new, like, good friends. Does that make sense? People want to, like, know a lot of people, but they don't really care about knowing
or maybe they do, but it just doesn't happen as much.
Like, quantity over quality is pretty much...
Whereas we feel like it should be quality over quantity. Anyways, we want to do a whole episode about friendship and loneliness and all of that stuff. That's in the future. My point of saying this was that I think that I'm always so comfortable, like, hanging out with kids in an environment or, like, befriending kids or, like, being a, like, more role model vibe versus, like, I'm not intimidated by that. And sometimes trying to, like, make new actual friends is a little bit intimidating for me. Therefore,
wait, no, I would say we were drawn to the kids because no one else was really, like, acting up at the event.
They,
like,
were putting themselves out there. They were skating. They were putting on a show.
There were so many skaters there, like, the actual professional skaters. And it was, like, these three girls showing off all their tricks. And it was adorable.
I can insert the video in the video episode. I took a video of it. It's great. Anyways, so that was another good thing that has happened this week.
If you love listening to Girls with Goals and other podcasts like ours, and you've ever thought about making your own, then let's talk about Anchor.
First off, it's free, which is amazing because there are so many cool things you can do with Anchor to make your podcast a reality. You can record and edit right on Anchor using your phone or your computer, and then Anchor will distribute your episodes to Spotify, Apple, anywhere you want your podcast, Anchor does it for you.
Anchor works with Spotify, so you can add any song straight from Spotify into your podcast. You can even make money off of your podcast through Anchor. It's really just everything you'd need or want in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Carolyn and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Week. So here's the worst thing that ever happened is we went on this bike ride, family bike ride. I wasn't into it. Like, I didn't really want to go, but I still went. Obviously, I went. Shouldn't have gone because we get the bikes. We make it about 10 minutes. Pouring rain.
Downpouring. Absolute buckets.
Downpour. Thunder, soaked. Lightning. We're outside. Like, it gets to the point where we're standing there under a little bit of cover, but it was windy. The cover was doing nothing. So we left our bikes outside, and we went under the side of a building.
Still outside, but still just, like, outside. Under
and we're
the
like, oh, we're going to wait. Like, it was very, very covered, but it was still outside. And it just starts lightning and thundering even more, like, crazy. So, like, we have to get inside or yeah. We're going to die.
It was honestly kind of scary. I started being scared of the lightning. Yeah.
But actually, the door that we were right next to, you couldn't go in because COVID, they shut off all of the doors in this giant building except for the one entrance. So we did, in fact, have to sprint around the building trying to, like, dodge thunder and lightning, running as fast as we can. It's an entire glass building. People are in restaurants, right, and we're running past them. Everyone is looking because they're all like, why are you even outside to begin with?
Because we're on a bike trip.
We get in the building. We're soaking wet, and it's obviously the aircon is on -70, so we're freezing to death.
Another it's also like the most expensive mall ever, so we were like, oh, let's try something. To like buy new yeah, clothes. And we were like, no, it's all like, luxury stores. We couldn't find one like hoodie, and even if I did, it probably would have been $100, and it was not worth it.
And I was soaking wet. So anyway, waited like an hour or two for the rain. I was not having it. Also, I was told that we were going to go on a nice little bike ride to get some breakfast. So I'm starving at this point. The rain stops, and everyone is wanting to continue on. We continue on to this brunch place, all the way up, like,
pretty far away.
Bikes half Singapore. We get there, and it's like, there's no food options that anyone would want. Like, it just wasn't.
We thought it was like a brunch place, and it really wasn't a brunch place. It was super disappointing.
It wasn't a restaurant type thing. So now we're all hungry, and we're like, we'll bike back. We bike back in the exact same spot that we were stuck before, pouring rain again. But no one, we're all just horrendously unwell at this point. No one stops. Not even a question. It's pouring rain. We're like, I would rather get struck by lightning right now than have to wait in the rain again.
And so we biked back in the pouring rain. We carried on. We got back probably after 5 hours of a what was supposed to be like 3-hour bike trip, all hungry, soaking wet. But honestly, like, looking on the bright side with my newfound positive attitude this week, the rain did make the adventure a lot cooler, because otherwise it would have been like scorching heat and that would have been really uncomfortable.
I love a good like let's go outside in the rain moment, yeah. But not that.
Yeah, no. The downpour was bad. The lightning was bad. It was buckets. Oh, but
to make it worse, I'm in like spandex shorts and a top.
I was wearing white soaking leggings.
Wet. And I'm just violently uncomfortable. Oh my god, it felt so gross.
No. I was wearing a full-on white thin, like, then it became see-through in the pouring rain, and then I was very conscious about that you could literally see through my white leggings. But in the end, like, I do enjoy a good bike ride, and so, like, at the core of it, the bike ride was nice. Aside from the rain, the weather was then cool. And there were some good views. I would enjoy, like, biking again, maybe, in better conditions. No. You don't have to.
No,
you don't
have to. No one is going to do that.
So that was definitely the overall low of this past week. And we do owe you guys a check-in, because last time we talked, our low was that we have had a very, very, very difficult time making any travel plans while we're in Asia. It remains difficult, but we think that we have worked something out.
So potentially we'll see you somewhere different next week.
We think that we have a trip that we were able to pull together for our family, leaving in 2 days. And so hopefully...
Oh, that is so soon.
No, literally 2 days.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
On the beach in 2 days. So hopefully next week we will be catching you live from a different country. And it will make for a really awesome video episode as well.
I'm pretty sure we spent the entire time since like the day I got back from getting stuck in Cambodia, which long live Cambodia. Like, I love Cambodia.
Yeah. Since being in Singapore, the only trip that we've taken out of the country has been to Cambodia. It was such a fun time. We went with some new friends. However, and Catherine got sick and stuck there alone, quarantined for a week.
But not even just, like, alone. If you've listened to the episode, sorry to repeat, but not even just alone. It was literally the first week, or right around the first week, that Cambodia opened for tourism. So not only were we the only people there to begin with, then everyone else left, and I'm the
alone in a hotel. Yeah,
I'm like alone in this hotel, and oh my god,
also
but
sick.
I'm also alone in the country, which is fine, but it was just the weirdest thing.
Definitely, if you guys haven't listened to it, go listen to our whole episode that we did, Getting Stuck in Cambodia and Gratitude, because that week definitely brought about a lot of gratitude thoughts and feelings. But listen to that, because that was just an absolute adventure. Hopefully next episode we're catching you from a new live location on video.
Woo! That's what I'm excited for, is the video. I'm like, of course I'm excited, because we're going on vacation and we're going to a cool place and we love this place. But I'm excited to make a cool video podcast.
Yes.
Because that's what, like, when I think of these, that's what I envision.
And a goal for the week, my goal, hoping that this vacation does come together, is to have minimal screen time and not no screen time at all, because I think that some, especially when we like capturing photos and videos and all of these memories, creating content and all of that, like some screen time is nice on a vacation to be able to do that, but I just want to be present and enjoy myself and not be on my phone and on screens when it's like not serving me in a positive way. I would rather look at the nice views and relax and maybe read a book or walk around or do all the other things other than looking at my phone.
I am, though, motivated.
Yeah.
Claps for me using the episode title in the episode. I am motivated to take cool pictures, though. My goal for, like, this week-ish slash recently is to stretch more, because I'm so sore and, like, my muscles are so tight all the time. And I'm just so inflexible now that I want to start stretching more. And if we do go away, then I want to stretch on the beach. Because that's just fun.
Or do yoga on the beach. Because our hotel does have beach yoga.
What?
It does, and I think it's complimentary at 8 a.m. every morning. I looked into it. Yeah, I looked into it.
But, like, my brain just doesn't... Yoga, it is so difficult for my brain. The thing just doesn't stop.
Which is exactly why I think we need it.
So true. I haven't been able to sleep. I think it's, like, a known thing. Like, obviously, every week I'm like, oh, my goal is to sleep better. And then the next week
I have
it's
to
like,
stop using it, like, because no, I have to, like, I felt force so myself repetitive. To stop using it.
I'm like, yeah, I want to sleep better. I've used it at home. I've used it, like, last year in Boston. I've used it here, like, everywhere. I'm like, I need to sleep better.
Vacation but, like, sleeps, though? Your goal should also be, okay, yoga on the beach, but also to, like, nap out in the sun while tanning. Get really tan while you're napping. That sounds amazing.
That's the one thing I did take away from Cambodia is all I had to do my whole time being there was sit outside on my little balcony and tan.
Because you couldn't leave.
I couldn't leave. But I also, like, there was nice sun. Because here, it's hot.
Singapore's hot.
But, like,
but not
the sun
so much
comes
sunny.
In and out. Yeah. The sun comes in and out. So my tan also comes in and out when I'm here. And, like, my summer glow comes in and out. And for right now, I would say it's really out. And that's just not a good look. Or the good feel, if you will.
If you guys don't know, the sun, like, makes people feel better.
The sun, scientifically, photosynthesis, I will take that with me to the grave. Photosynthesis is a real thing that people do.
Sun and water. I mean, yeah.
Like, legally speaking, yes, we photosynthesize as humans.
Yeah.
And I'm not a scientist, but if you are a scientist, just skip ahead, because that was true.
Yeah. So I've enjoyed this chat, recap, but I think that
I still have one more low if you're reading the list.
Okay, what's
I still have one more low. My TMJ is acting up, my jaw's all locked up. Basically, this muscle in my jaw is super inflamed and big, and it makes my face look like a gumdrop. So, motivation.
Motivation is our topic of the day, and that is because
we're unmotivated.
That's actually not what I was going to say. I was going to say that is because the most common question that is, like, ever asked ever.
Once again, a scientific fact.
Is how do I get motivated? How do I find the motivation to do X, whatever the thing is that you want to do? Typically, though, things in the health realm, health and wellness realm, people are like, how do I find the motivation to work out? How do I get motivated to eat healthier? All of these things. That's, like, the number one question ever. So let's talk about motivation. Blah, blah, blah.
So, okay. Motivation, I think, can be defined two ways. The first way is, like, short term. Day to day, hour to hour, whatever it is, like, shorter term bursts of energy or drive to go accomplish something or to go put effort into something. Short term, immediate reward type stuff. So I think that's the most commonly thought of or commonly sought after form of motivation. The other form is longer term, broader, like your reason to do something, your motive to do something.
Yes. Okay, let's break down the word motivation, because it all starts with the word motive. And motive is like the wants or desires or drive to do something. Like, that is your motive. It's like, what's your motive? It's like, what is driving you to do this? Motivation, then, we have the ation onto this, is like that feeling of having the drive to do something. You know what I mean? And so, like Catherine said, it can be this, like, immediate drive. Like, you have a spark of motivation. Like, oh, I want to do this thing right now. I feel, like, motivated in this moment to do it. Or it can be, like, my long-term motivation to work out consistently is this. My long-term motivation to go to therapy is this. And so it's like your general willingness and drive to do something. That is motivation. And I think that it's important to understand what motivation is. And we're going to break down a bit more what motivation is and the different types of motivation, because it's kind of something that people just like fall back on or use as like not an excuse, but just kind of this like, where I need motivation. Like, how do I get motivation? Like, you're relying on motivation. But I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand what motivation is. Maybe they don't understand that there are different types of motivation, and that by understanding all of this, there are ways that you can actually build motivation and find motivation rather than just kind of sitting around waiting for it to find you, because, like, that doesn't really happen
much. Also, if you go with the longer-term definition of motivation, the reason for doing something, that is so much more sustainable, like, reliable. Mm-hmm. You can, even if you are having a shit day, you don't want to do anything, motivation is just gone. right? If you force yourself to think about your motive, go back to that longer term type drive. Of motivation, then even if maybe you don't physically want to do something, then mentally you'll get yourself in the zone to want to do something, or at least put a little bit more than 0% into it in that moment. And, you know, also I think this is something that I always struggle with. If I have like a huge burst of energy, I don't know, maybe like the stars align for a day, and talking about working out, for example, because it's the most easily explainable one. And I, for some reason, I have so much energy, I'm feeling good, and I like have the best workout of my life. I go so long, like it's just, I do so much. And it all feels good. And then, like, oh, this is my new normal. Like, anything below, like, if I perform if I do, like, exponentially well one day, I'm like, this is the new normal. And anything less than this will be detrimental to my progress. Yeah. And that sucks. Because motivation, absolutely, that's amazing that you had that great day, that great moment. That was, like, a spike. Mm. That can't be your new normal just because. Right.
Yeah. Or like you can't rely on that or expect
because then the next
short-term motivation to hit you every day.
Then the next day when I'm like back to normal, or even sometimes if you have a huge spike, then you have a huge drop. Either of those, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Like, why am I failing right now? When really that's not like an extreme lack of motivation, or that's not anything bad. That's just you don't have the same levels of motivation, and that happens throughout the day. Like, everything changes. No singular day is the exact same. Like, you have different levels of how much food you ate, water you drank, sleep you got, how much sunlight you're getting, photosynthesis, like all these things. That changes your ability to, the energy, physical or mental, that you take in is going to dictate how much you can put out. So if you're getting different amounts of energy, you're going to be able to export different amounts of energy, and that's like differences in motivation or ability to do something. And you can't always bank on having the same amount, because you're not gonna. So you need to stick to like having that baseline of your long-term reason why. Or people always say discipline over motivation, and the discipline kind of goes hand in hand with the longer-term motivation,
right?
Because when it's broad and when you think longer term, there's more ability for variation. Because if you have a shit workout one day, worst of your life, you quit halfway through, like, that's okay. Because maybe you have 10 of those days, but you also have 10 days where you have a spike in motivation. And then you have 10 days where it's kind of relatively normal. Like, that all evens out. So if you put too much bank in either the spike in motivation or the drop in motivation days, then you could be imagining your overall progress or your overall lifestyle so much differently than how you could be imagining.
Yeah, I think you need to be able to work with your higher motivation in the moment days and lower motivation in the moment days, because they both happen. And it's like, you don't want those super high motivation days to then make you think lesser of the days where you're not motivated, because they both naturally happen.
When you have big goals in a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change. And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
It does make sense that everybody wants to find motivation and everyone wants to have motivation, though, because we all know that when we are feeling motivated, whether it's you have a long-term motivation to do something or whether you have a short-term energy burst in the moment, everything is easier and runs smoother when you have a feeling of motivation, right? So it's understandable why everyone wants to have motivation. So there are two types of motivation. There's intrinsic motivation and there's extrinsic motivation. And intrinsic motivation is you're motivated like within you, intrinsic. Like it's all coming within you and it's like you're motivated to do something purely because you find enjoyment out of that thing or you want to. Something within you is driving you to do that. Extrinsic motivation is motivation coming from external things. And that can be, if it's fitness, a lot of the time the external reward is a physical goal or it's getting like a reward for something. Maybe it's finishing a road race. You know, that's like an extrinsic goal or an extrinsic motivator is like, I want to be able to run a 5K or half marathon and like doing that. So you can actually see from that example how they can be paired together, how you can have intrinsic motivation to do something because maybe you find enjoyment in running, but then you can pair it with something extrinsic, like I want to be able to confidently run this road race. And now you have these two different angles of motivation that are helping you in different ways. And so on one day when maybe the intrinsic motivation isn't picking you up as much, you can think about that extrinsic thing. But that's just one example because extrinsic motivation can come from a lot of different things. It can also come from praise from other people, like a coach saying something great or a teacher giving you a good grade or your parents being proud of you for something, right? That's all extrinsic as well, which is kind of interesting because that praise itself feels like it would be internal, you know, because it's not a physical object. It's a feeling that you get, but because of an external thing, because of somebody else saying that. So the two different types of motivation are intrinsic motivation, where something is coming directly within you based on your desires. Extrinsic is some external reward is driving you.
I think a lot of the time, your desire to do something or your actual efforts to do something starts with those intrinsic motivations, like you yourself want to do something, and then as you're going, the extrinsic motivations can really help you push forward and keep going. Because, I mean, starting something, if you want to do anything, like it's best to do it because you want to, not because someone else has told you to or has made you feel like you should. But of course, like the external factors can be hugely helpful in pushing you forward and helping you stick with it and feeling acknowledged in it. I think that's one of the biggest things, especially with like praise from other people or comments from other people, like just seeing that your hard work that you're putting in is actually like having an effect on what other people see, how they view you, and in a positive light. But it's just helpful with those extrinsic motivators to see that, you know, your efforts are going somewhere.
I was also just thinking about school, for example, because you may be a very self-motivated person. You like to succeed and you feel very intrinsically motivated to do well in school, but then maybe you have one subject that just does not interest you at all. Like maybe chemistry, you're like, I do not care about this. I do not think that I will have to use this ever at all. Then you're not very intrinsically motivated because you like don't actually enjoy learning about chemistry. You don't actually really want to, but you're extrinsically motivated to get a good grade because of what that means for you, because it means that your GPA is going to be better, because it means that it's going to set you up to get into the school you want, right? So
literally all of high school, like you take classes that you a lot of the times don't care about, but like you still put the same amount of energy into doing well in them because you want to show that, like, oh, yeah, I can do this. Because high school is just to apply to college. If that's the track you're on and you know that you want to go to college, then you spend all of high school, or at least the, like, later years when you mm-hmm. know that that's what you want to do, preparing just for that.
Yeah.
And not actually learning.
And so sometimes under one umbrella or realm of a thing, like school, there might be some subjects or areas where you feel very intrinsically motivated, others where you need to rely on more external things. That can also apply to fitness in a lot of ways, because maybe you love running. Like, you've just always been an active person. You've always enjoyed running. And so that comes really easily to you. But lifting, not as much. And you just don't feel this desire within you to lift weights. But you know that by lifting weights, you're going to get stronger. It's going to improve your running. It's going to improve your metabolism and your overall health. And so you know all of these external things and have all of these reasons why you know that lifting is great. And so for that, you have to use external motivators, whereas running comes really naturally to you and is intrinsic. So it doesn't have to be black and white. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, fitness, I'm super intrinsically motivated, and school is all external, right? Like, you can have a blend of each, and everything, I think, becomes a blend of each, because it's hard to just rely on one. You know, if you're always relying on external motivators for something, like, at some point, you're going to get sick of it, or you're going to get used to it. And that's also something to think about, too, is not to overuse external motivators to the point where it dulls any internal motivation that you have, because we all have at least a little bit of internal motivation for everything or anything. And I think also the fact that you guys are here listening to this episode, you're in our group of Girls with Goals. Like, I think that we all have a lot of intrinsic motivation for things within us. So you want to make sure also that you're not dulling that by adding too many external motivators, because I think that that can easily flip a switch and make you less intrinsically motivated when
or just forget kind
all
of
external
your personal why.
Yeah. And that actually can happen, I feel like, with physical goals when it comes to health and fitness, right? When you start thinking too much about the goal of changing your body and having physical goals, it can start to really dull your internal motivation to just be healthier and do those things because you genuinely enjoy them. So that's a good example of where you need to make sure that you're not putting too much weight on the external motivators. As great as they can be and as much as they can motivate you, if that's the only thing, it can take away from the internal motivation.
You see so many people, like, get into the gym for the right reasons and then take a little dip,
mm-hmm.
because they get too focused on, of course, having those, like, body goals and physical attributes that help push you along. And it's interesting, and training for aesthetics is aesthetically pleasing, obviously, but getting too caught up in that and, like, mm-hmm. losing track of the health and actually physically and mentally feeling good. Like, you can absolutely have both at once. You should have both at once if that's what you want. But it's so easy to go too far in either direction if you lose sight of balancing those intrinsic mm-hmm. and extrinsic motivators. Yeah.
And that is a big goal of, and Catherine and I, with this podcast, with our social medias and everything we do, is to try to get rid of that phase for as many girls or people watching and listening as possible, because it happens so often and to just about everyone that you get into health and fitness with this intrinsic motivation to just feel good and do these things. But then we all get too caught up in the physical goals sometimes and these external things that it can then take away. And so I feel like a lot of us go through that dip and then we have to relearn the internal motivation and all of that. So we want to cut out that phase. Motivation versus discipline. I think a lot of people like to pin motivation and discipline against each other. A lot of people say that motivation's fake, you just need discipline. And I've definitely said that before, but I think that my mindset has changed on a little bit, where motivation is definitely very real and motivation is very helpful. But I think that we just have the wrong perspective of motivation, where we think that it's just gonna come and hit us out of nowhere and it's gonna be like, yay, now you get to ride the wave of motivation. Whereas you need to be able to work with or without motivation, and you need to be able to create motivation by understanding those intrinsic and extrinsic motivators and being able to find what the motivators are for you and let them drive you. Discipline is essentially self-control. It's being able to get yourself to do something again and again no matter what. Where I think that people are wrong pinning discipline and motivation against each other, though, is that having those long-term motivators can be what gives you the discipline to do something over and over again, even if you don't have the short-term motivation in the moment. It could be the intrinsic internal motivation of wanting to do something for yourself that gets you to have the discipline to do it over and over again. Or it can be those long-term external goals that feed into your discipline and building that. So I think that we need to be able to work with them hand in hand. And then that's actually the key. I don't think it's motivation versus discipline. I think it's how can they work together to help us then stay consistent through anything. Because motivation won't always be there. But if also you're just relying on discipline every single day with no motivators at all, then it won't be sustainable, right? So that's why we need both. And that's why understanding what motivation actually is can help us to find it and build it instead of just saying, when will I be motivated, and waiting around. Because you don't gotta wait around. You can find the motivation within yourself and with external goals, and you can create the motivation and then build the discipline and help them to work together to reach your goals, ultimately, and feel your best.
Boom. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't already, go follow the at Girls With Goals Pod Instagram, at Carolyn Kinnead, at Catherine Kinnead on Instagram, TikTok, all the things.
Follow the podcast wherever you listen, on Spotify, Apple, or subscribe on YouTube. Leave us a rating. That really helps us out if you want to give a nice 5-star rating. And we will see you guys next week. Bye. Bye.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.